Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio.
Yay, we're back.
I wasn't leaving you hanging there, Ben.
Saturday. First proper Saturday of the season, Marv.
Yay.
Where have you been?
Yay. Wait, I don't know. I'm cheering that for.
We've been on all summer, and you turn up now, dear listener.
I was
going
to say, I hope that's not aimed at me. Where have you been?
Creeping
I've been
through the door, going, I wonder if they're still doing that weird show.
Are they still here? What is that thing that precedes FC Live every single Saturday for the last 5 years? Like two guys are hogging the best slot in the station. I don't know. What is it?
The show with no name, and it's not preceding. It's
following it.
Following.
Anyway, that's the Shindig Breakfast Show for the morning. Thank you for listening very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a treat. We decided to reduce the show time from an hour and a half to a minute and a half. So
we thought you'd be happy with that.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening. It's been a great
show. Thought you enjoyed the song at the start. Quite like that.
You've heard the song for the kids. You've heard the quiz. You've heard the media review. And we'll be back live next week with another Shindy Breakfast Show. Thanks for listening.
Are we still on?
Yeah. It's not true. We've got a full hour and a half to film it.
I really thought I could go home.
I know, yeah. Now that I kind of made the joke and we've committed to it, it kind of feels like, oh, maybe we just should. Let's leave it silent for a full hour and a half.
It's tempting, isn't it?
Ugh.
Family Guy would.
They would, and it'd be funny, and it'd get funnier and funnier. But the problem is, Ben, that we have listeners that come in at all points during the show. So they're just going to come on at some point and go,
well, technically, it's their own fault for not listening at the start.
That is correct, Ben. You're absolutely right. Anyway, we should probably carry on with a normal show. So maybe give out the contact details at this point.
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk, on Twitter at fcumradio.
It's early.
Oh,
this is early. A long way to go. Trust me on this. You've got a long way to go.
Oh, can't do it. Oh!
Still early, even though you coughed your way to the end. What is wrong with you? You've listened to the song so many times.
So, joking aside, Twitter at FCUM Radio.
It's got a list for the start of Masterplan, but you can't get that song right, can you? You ruddy clown.
Don't forget, in an hour and a half time, we've got FC Live, live from Chorley. That's Chorley.
That's FC Chorley. That's Chorley.
Chorley.
Shindig!
Shindig Breakfast Show. Right, before we go, we've got
all kinds of stuff, haven't we?
We've got all kinds of things. We've got an Olympics quiz coming this morning to get you guys ready for Rio, right? I don't know whether the BBC have taken our advice from a few years ago where the World Cup was over there and we suggested doing Rio in Rio. I've not heard anything this year, but he has started doing a few adverts with Kevin Bacon for EE.
I've seen that.
So I can only assume he's on his way to Rio and we're going to get Rio
in Rio.
In Rio.
Didn't they do that? They did do that, didn't they?
Did they?
I'm sure they did.
Because we did expand it.
Yeah, there was a couple of other people, didn't
Leo we? In Rio with Leo Sayer.
Yeah.
We had that idea.
Who was the other guy? It obviously had to rhyme with Rio.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of struggling. C-O-B-O-K-O-D-O-E-O-F-E-O-G-E-O-H-E-O.
Theo? Theopatheus.
Theo in Rio, yeah. So, right. Now, Ben, last weekend I turned on to FC Live quite excited because, you know, I don't like to listen to pre-seasons. Got no time for that at all. But you were going to be launching a survey, which I was particularly enjoying the concept of.
Poll.
And so I texted you about this poll. And you announced live on the radio that you'd made a decision on behalf of the Shindig Breakfast Show. That's my first issue here. Second issue, you haven't actually said what this idea is going to be, and I'm sat here with this ruddy list of desktop ideas, and Nigel Bloody Farage still sitting there on the desktop.
Now, if the listeners don't know what we're talking about...
Why wouldn't they know what we're talking about? No one listens at 8 minutes into our show unless they intend to listen from the beginning.
Last week, Marv, off air, got a bit hissy. And decided that, well...
Hissy?
The computer we use, the secondary computer we use, where the desktop is Nigel Farage being pursued down the high street by Jesus Christ during the 2015 election campaign. That's the desktop picture. Marv is no longer happy with that because one of the two individuals he no longer perceives to be relevant.
Or real.
Jesus is real.
No, Jesus is real, sure. Benny, I'm a big fan of the Bible.
Yeah.
Big reader.
So we decided last week that we're going to change this desktop, but we wanted you, the listener, to decide what the desktop should be. However, because the community guide last week overran, leaving us with 4 seconds at the end of the show, we never really...
Okay, then, bye! See you later, bye!
We never really officially launched the poll.
No, it didn't quite happen, did it? That still was my favourite bit of radio in weeks. How long's left, Ben? Oh, 4 seconds, Marv! Hilarious. So what's your idea, then?
Well, it was just to launch the poll this week.
Oh, so it's not a new idea, but it's to launch the poll properly.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's launch the poll properly.
Do I do it now?
Anyway, we've now got a list of items from last week's show, which you can vote for in a poll. And Ben's going to launch this on Twitter?
Yes.
You're going to put this on Twitter as well. It's very exciting news. So hopefully we're going to get more than one vote.
I think we can have four. Four options.
Four options?
Yes.
Take that one off.
Well, what was that one?
Would I Lie to You? I put that one on for fun.
I hate Would I Lie to You.
I know, I thought you'd...
It's
you
the looking worst at, quiz show.
You looking at Rob Brydon's face every day, I thought would be an absolute treat. But we've got to leave that one.
It's the worst quiz show since Only Connect. Uh-oh.
I'll take that one off as well. I'm ignoring that, Ben. Right, okay, well, that leaves us with the top four, Ben. So let's launch this properly, shall we?
Okay.
That's right. Thanks, Ben. We're now going to be launching our Shindig poll for this week, ladies and gentlemen. As Ben said before, this is to replace the desktop picture on Computer Beta Gamma C. All right? It's a very important thing because this is basically something that Ben's going to have to look at every single show. So it should be inspirational, as the Farage one was for him, for a satirical purpose. You know, he got religion and satire from that one picture. And we're not asking you to find a picture. We're asking you to pick a theme. And then Ben's going to go on, find the picture he wants to look at based on that theme, and I'm going to ensure, as a prover in the situation, that the picture actually matches the theme. Otherwise, you could just go crazy, Ben, and pick another Farage picture.
Which I might.
Well, as long as it fits in with the theme, Ben, I'm going to be okay with that, as long as you are recognising the theme. You know, to find a Farage picture based around Star Trek, for example, might be quite a challenge.
Not in this day and age.
Okay. Well, anyway, without any further ado, here is the top four. We've got...
Option one.
Nice boats. That's nice boats.
Option two.
Star Trek. That's Star Trek. Can't do that every time.
Yeah,
too funny, too funny. Option three is Mario Kart. That made its way into the list last week. Yeah. And option four is one of Pete's mosaics. That could be your new desktop picture. So which one of those would you like, Ben? Nice
Can't
boats,
we have a
Star
picture
Trek.
Of Pete and Cheryl?
I tell you what, we'll just make Pete the theme. All right? Pete and Cheryl, they're going to be the theme. It could be a mosaic, could be a picture of Pete and Cheryl and their kids on holiday, could be a picture of someone called Pete.
Margaret.
Oh, imagine if it was a photo of Margaret.
Or the teapot. Good grief. So that poll will be launching...
We'll go with the title of The Legend of Pete, because it sounds a bit like The Legend of Bagger Vance, and I've always wanted to name something after a legend.
You've always wanted to launch a legend as well, haven't you?
Oh, always have. I tried it with you years ago, do you remember?
So that poll will be launching on Twitter now.
Right, so you can vote for Nice Boats, Star Trek, Mario Kart, or The Legend of Pete. And we'll find out next week which one the winner is, and Ben will pick his picture.
Now, if you're listening to the podcast edition of the show...
The survey's still open, probably, isn't it?
No, it only lasts for a couple of days, and then it's done. So,
oh.
So it's your own fault.
Maybe...
Launch another poll?
Maybe launch the podcast early? Right, let's play a song, and then we'll be back with this morning's show, basically. We're going to get...
Was this not it?
Giggity get started on the show. No, we're going to... I mean, it feels like we've started. It has begun. But we suppose, you know, probably crack
Should
into
just
the old...
mention a few things that are coming up?
If you wanted, have we not really done
not
that?
Not really.
Oh, if you wanted, we can do that.
So, what we've got, Marv, by the way, didn't listen at home. There was a technical hap there. Did you see where it was cut back in?
it might have been the bit where Marv said, if you want it, twice in a row.
So we've got the media review coming up in a second or two. Then we've got the community guide later on in the show. And we've got a quiz all about Rio as well. And
Rio Ferdinand.
And later on, we've got FC Live, the first one of the season.
See, I do feel like we've done that already. I feel like we've said all those things.
Oh, and I've not mentioned the fact Red Rebel Radio.
Two thirty.
Yeah, with Swamper.
Right.
The Vimpso socialist himself. He's back.
Good stuff. What's on the show?
Don't know yet. Record it on Friday.
Exciting times. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Right, this is a little bit of early Ben Folds 5 for you. I'll be back in just a moment with, well, stuff for you, I suppose.
Okay.
So we're going to do the media review, Ben.
Yes.
But then, at the end of that, because I'm figuring it's probably going to take us about 20 minutes to talk through everything, because I've got to slag off a film called The Tourist for a good 10 minutes.
Oh, Marv, it is proper... Proper.
I saw it come on Film 4 this evening, horrible. And I thought to myself, oh, I've never watched this film. And Johnny Depp...
Garbage.
All right. You know, in films, I generally like his films. He's done some bad ones over the years, I think, but generally, it's fine. So, yeah, I saw him in that, and I thought, I'll give that a watch. And Jolly's all right, isn't she?
Sometimes.
She's all right. And...
Tomb Raider, Mav. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's always good, Ben, but then, you know, she did do a great film called Gia.
A film as well where they could bend bullets.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to be able to bend bullets, let me tell you that much.
I still don't think that's possible.
It's not, Ben. No, it's really not possible. I think for it to be possible, you'd have to be as strong as Superman and be able to fire a gun for a distance of about 10 miles. And you might see potential curvature of the earth.
They literally bend it round objects, Marv.
Yeah.
And over, through windows.
Yeah, only like a 5 metre kind of distance as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually possible.
We're getting distracted, but yeah, The Tourist came on. I thought I'd give that a watch. It's a confused film, isn't it?
It's rubbish. Because
it's kind of like a caper.
No.
Well, it is.
It's just garbage.
It's supposed to be a caper, though, right?
But because it's garbage.
You've got a woman who seems to be involved in something, meeting a guy, Johnny Depp, on a train, and they get into some kind of adventure together where people think he's someone else that's changed his face, and he's not, he's just a tourist, hence the name of the film, The Tourist. However, spoiler alert, at the end, turns out he is the guy. Oh my God, what a film. And so yeah, it's kind of got that caper element to it, but it's got like a romantic plinky plonk violin soundtrack all the way through, even for the supposedly exciting kind of rooftop scenes. And everyone's just very... I don't know, like they've taken tranquilizers just before filming.
Wooden.
Yeah. Kind of very... Oh, you look really nice in that dress.
It was almost like...
Thank you.
It was almost like, Marv, that none of them had read the script before agreeing to it.
I know, because it was a pretty impressive casting. It wasn't just and then Depp and Jolly. There were others in there.
And they couldn't even act the way to enthusiasm.
That film must have cost a lot of money.
Oh. Look it up.
Okay, Ben, let's...
Before we get going, we should say we're recording this on Wednesday night, so we've not seen the opening ceremony of the Olympics, so we don't know if it was any good. So
if the opening ceremony was any good?
Yeah, because obviously...
Oh, no, I can be pretty sure it was terrible, Ben.
Since London.
Yeah.
Obviously, London was amazing.
Well, people say it was amazing because we're British, Ben. I'm pretty sure that's the only reason.
No, it was amazing.
It was great, but I'm pretty sure it was because I was British.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
It's the opening ceremony, you know what I mean? It's not going to be great. It's the opening ceremony.
We'll definitely review the opening ceremony next week.
Right.
And what we think about the Olympics.
Maybe we could do live commentary of the opening ceremony.
What, on Twitter?
No, just on radio. Can we just cut whatever shows are on at that point? And we'll just do live commentary.
I think people... Wouldn't it be better if we kept Roy Singer's reggae, Latin funk and bass beats? Because that's actually what Rio... music's like.
Nice, Ben.
The budget, it was estimated, was $100 million.
$100 million. Dollars, yeah. $100 million to make that tosh.
And the opening weekend, it made $1.3 million.
Good grief, that's terrible.
And all in all, it made $67 million.
Ouch.
Gross.
Ouch.
So, That's called a loss.
Yeah, that's called a heavy loss, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it might make it up on DVD sales. I mean, some people listening to this now might go, oh, I might rent that out at Blockbuster Video. And then they head down to that blue store with the shutters down and go,
oh,
it's what's happened to Blockbuster?
Why can't I get videos anymore?
Did I have to return that computer game I rented out 5 years ago?
I remember that place in Piccadilly that you could go and rent DVDs from that had no one, not in Piccadilly, on Deansgate. That had no one serving in it. It was just a 24-hour
I remember that.
Booth.
Yeah, do you remember?
We
both used to go there.
I can't remember what it was called now. But you put your DVDs in a bin kind of thing, and then it spat you out a new DVD from a list, which was pretty poor, if I remember rightly. This wasn't even that long ago. We're talking like 4 or 5 years ago.
When we both lived in Castlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6, maybe 7 years ago. So technology was pretty far forward at that point, and Ben and I were still going to a 24-hour DVD booth on Deansgate.
And we could have, because this was about this time.
I wonder if we're still paying membership.
We could have rented this video, this DVD.
The Tourist?
The Tourist.
And yet we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we didn't.
Lucky escape, Marv.
Yeah, very good.
We still watched it, though, didn't we? Anyway, moving along. It's now time for the proper media review.
Here we go.
Robot Wars, second episode.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Wasn't it good, Mav?
It was good. It wasn't as good as week one, but that was purely because of the robots involved. Basically, what the hell was Foxy doing there?
There was one fight.
The way through, they were giving it this whole, we've figured out the problem. We've sorted the drive out now. We've sorted that out. So not a problem this round. You watch us. Watch us here. And they just parked up in the middle of the arena again.
Wasn't that just one of those little robots from the week before that got fired out?
It was, yeah. One of
Doesn't matter the name. But the best robot got beat in the end, and the whole thing was a bit of a sham. So
yeah,
that's why
it was a shame, yeah, because it was Thor clearly should have gone through. He was doing very well, and for whatever reason, it failed at the end. But that's part of the wars. You have to build a robot that's going to last. Who did go through in the end? Who was that went through then?
It was a rubbish robot. Wasn't very good.
Was it the one? It wasn't the one with the spinner, was it?
No. It was the...
Oh, the kind of the thing with the flipper.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that I admired about that team was the fact that they redesigned their robot 6 times during the competition. I liked that about it. It was like a transformer.
Yeah. They just got lucky because the other robot...
They did get
broke.
Lucky, but that's part of the competition. Part of the deal. But yeah, Foxy, good. God,
I swear that.
What were you doing? There was that one where they were up against Thor, and they said, "We are known for taking down big weapon, big axe robots."
Just walked around the shutter up.
That's all they did. I assume what that was is because it's some really heavy bit of plastic, graphite maybe, Ben. And when you slam an axe down onto it, it breaks the axe. I assume that's the plan. But that's a big ask. You're kind of waiting, kind of saying, in the pre-match interviews, you're saying, I'm just going to wait till he tries to hit us because he's going to break that. And then Thor sit there and go, oh, I wonder why he's got that up. Oh, do you think that's... I probably just won't use the axe then. I'll just push him in a hole. I did it.
So Robot Wars is very, very good.
It's not on regularly enough, Ben.
No,
that's
it's not.
It's my problem
there
with it.
Should be. If it was Top Gear had a BBC
Top
Free
Gear
spin-off.
Extra. MasterChef, you'd have some kind of stuff going on. Bake Off gets Joe Bancho.
Maybe the BBC weren't ready for it to be
so
that
good.
And now they probably think... Because there should be at least a CBBC spin-off.
Well, let me just say BBC, because I know you listen.
My five-year-old loves it.
There you go. I know you listen, BBC. Ben and I, let me just say now, we're willing to do a BBC Extra Robot Wars show. What would we call it? Like Extra Gear? What would you call it? More Robots?
From the Pit?
From the Pit's a good name, but it sounds a bit car-y, doesn't it? You need to make it more robot-ish.
Okay. Skynet, something about Skynet.
Good, yeah. No, I'm not getting anything, no. What other famous robots are there?
Robocop.
K-9. Robocop. What could we do with that? More Robocops. More robots. I think we're just back to more robots. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you're not hearing us at our best, BBC, but what we're saying is that we will present that show for you and do a bang-up job.
Yeah.
Because Ben is very good at holding things together, and I'm very good at riffing with nerds. So we have got this nailed on. And we're huge fans of the programme. We know the history of it, all right?
Do we?
We know about Matilda, yeah?
Yeah.
We know what weapons Sir Killer Lot's got.
judging by our Twitter feed during every single big football tournament, we're big fans of Jonathan Pearce.
Big fans. Go and check out our history. Hashtag Pearceo. It's all there.
So, Robot Wars, every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Now...
Oh, God, I've not told you, though. I mean, you're right. Robot Wars is excellent. What, I've not told you? I saw a film earlier today called The Tourist. It is terrible.
Mav, you did tell me.
Absolutely Mav, horrendous.
You told me about The Tourist. Oh, I should say on IMDb, it got 6 stars. Chachi, I think...
6?
Very high, considering.
I watched a film last week called Special Correspondence, Ben.
Have I seen that?
Which made me suspicious of the Netflix rating system. It's a Netflix-owned film.
Right.
It stars Ricky Gervais as David Brent. Not actually David Brent. And Banner, Eric Banner. Yeah?
Right.
And they're playing radio DJs, Ben.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One's a radio techie, and Derek Banner plays the voice of radio. And they are working on a local Seattle station, I think. And the plot is they're going to get sent to a coup, which is going on in Bolivia, I think, to cover that. And on the way there, Ricky Gervais loses the plane tickets, passports and everything else, leaving them stranded.
And they fake it.
And they fake it. They go to a flat over the road from the radio station and play lots of sound effects to make people convinced. And it goes on from there. Ben.
Isn't that Wag the Dog?
I've never seen Wag the Dog, actually. Oh. But it's terrible. It's really, really bad. It's. I've watched some really bad films this week, and that's right up there with it. The Netflix ratings, which I thought were controlled by the users, has it a 4 out of 5 stars. I can't believe that, because normally it's fairly reliable, the ratings.
The thing is, Mav, most stuff that you like
is
good.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to get a high rating anyway.
No, but I do know stuff that's got low ratings, and I watch it anyway, and I go, that was right to have a lower rating. Turns out the 4400 was right to be cancelled at the end of Series 2, despite getting nowhere near figuring out how it was going to resolve itself.
Sometimes that's for the best.
Sometimes
I think Lost would have been better.
Lost, another great example. Heroes, finished that at the end of season 2. Absolutely great series. Would have been remembered. Prison Break. Apparently they're bringing that back for a new series. 24. What's happening with that these days? Is it still going?
Yeah, he's coming back.
To Britain?
To Britain.
Oh, we had
already
had
that. Oh, that was our...
Oh, yeah. We already had that. Yeah. Oh, it was 24, season 24. Yeah. Imagine that. A really old Jack Bauer. Hey!
It's meant to be a week later. Ridiculous. Anyway, so Sherlock, we're counting down to Sherlock coming back now.
We can't start counting down already, Ben. It's a long way to go.
Series 4. We're not wishing our lives away too much, but January 2017, it's back. 3 episodes for the 4th series. The writers reckon there's material for a 5th series, Mav. Benedict Cumberbatch has said, it's painful to say, but maybe Series 4 is it.
Maybe it should be.
It can't. There's so many books and so many stories.
Yeah, but there's such little time for Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch to get together. We're having to wait like every 3 years for a series at the moment. Maybe it's time to do this one very well and just draw it to a close.
I disagree.
Maybe find a new Sherlock and Watson, Ben.
Remember, TV now, big TV series, are just as money-spinning and career-defining and international as movies are.
Sure.
That's why Game of Thrones is so massive.
Cumberbatch, to me, though, strikes me as a filmy. I think he wants to be in films.
He's going to be Doctor Strange, and it looks rubbish.
Does it?
Yeah, it just looks like a kind
Why are they remaking everything? Someone told me the other day someone's remaking Reservoir Dogs.
What?
I've not really had a chance to look this up yet. I'm going to look it up now. Because I thought, that can't be true.
It's not been long enough.
Right?
Well, The Magnificent Seven's coming back.
Oh, I saw an advert for that at the cinema.
Why ruin it?
God, what are you doing? It is such a good film. Leave it alone. It looks terrible as well. God, it's going to be awful. You might as well... Make it with Adam Sandler.
And spoiler alert, I bet you, Mav, they all survive. I bet you.
No, they'll...
I bet you. I bet you. Right, so Sherlock is...
There's nothing online about Reservoir Dogs.
I think you've dreamt that.
No. Someone told me about it, but they were wrong.
Last week, we mentioned David Tennant was coming back to Doctor Who.
But for Family Guy.
And the week before, we said Matt Smith was coming back to become... Doctor Who, again, being the first ever Doctor to regenerate back to a previous actor.
Yeah.
But Peter Capaldi is not quitting after this next series.
Really?
So, what's going on, Mav? But I know you're a big Doctor Who fan, so what do you think?
I Colin Baker.
Ed Balls could actually be doing Strictly Come Dancing this year. Thoughts, Mav? Cheryl Cole, Cheryl Tweed, or whatever she's called, she's rumoured to be doing Strictly as well. So
right.
Could be quite a series with them two.
What, Balls and Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah, could be quite a series.
Jonathan Creek is returning for a one-off episode.
Oh, right.
The thing is...
I never really watched Jonathan Creek.
There is no Jesus. There is no Nigel Farage, Marge. When...
Excuse me?
I have difficulty, you know, saying Nigel Farage, Marge.
Yeah, I've noticed it.
When Sherlock, it takes years for a new series to come out, and then Jonathan Creek, they go, oh, maybe we could just do a one-off episode. Why is Alan Davis so freely available?
I don't know.
The last three Jonathan Creeks have not been good.
Have they not?
No, they have not been good.
Is that the Royal Family?
Yeah, they came back too many times.
Yeah.
So Jonathan Creek is returning for a one-off episode, and apparently, Marv, it's going to be the spookiest ever. I bet it's not. I bet it's rubbish. The BBC iPlayer, you will have to pay your TV licence to view it from the 1st of September.
I already pay my licence. How is that going to work? How are they going to know that I have paid my licence? Do I have to put in a code into the website or something?
I don't know.
This is my concern about it. Am I suddenly going to lose connection to the iPlayer, even though I've been paying the TV licence for goodness knows how long?
I don't think it... You know those old adverts where they said TV licence detectors are in your neighbourhood?
Was that with the Warburtons music over the background?
No, that was the Warburtons advert, Mav. But they said they're in your neighbourhood, and they were there listening. They were listening in a van.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, that was all fake.
Yeah, it was fake.
So they basically...
I mean, it wasn't fake. There were people in a van, Ben, because they used to have people in a van with a fake spinning dish on top. They went that far.
So the 1st of September, if you're jibbing your TV license on the iPlayer, you have.
Do we still live in a society where people do that, Ben?
We've got friends who watch television through the laptop. You know who you are. And lastly, I'd like to talk about Inside the Factory, Marv. Have you seen Inside the Factory with Greg Wallace?
No, I've seen all the other Greg Wallace programs. I was watching one called Eat Well, Live Less.
Last week, he was in the Kellogg's factory in Trafford Park.
Oh.
Okay.
Know it well, Ben.
Now, it's massive, as you know, Marv, because you've been around it a couple of times. And
every other Saturday for a couple of years, Ben. It was brilliant.
Just counting pallets.
Just loving it.
It was a fascinating documentary, you know, where cornflakes come from. And it transpires, Marv, cornflakes are made out of corn.
What?
And Rice Krispies, rice.
Hang on, you're repeating what your wife was saying. Aren't you?
I am, Marv.
Yeah. Good revelation for Ben in the Hughes household this week, when it turned out his wife didn't realise that cornflakes are made from corn.
She reads the news on This Covers My Club, everyone.
She works for the BBC. It's terrifying.
So, Inside the Factory, it was great. But Greg Wallace, Marv, is starting to really grate on me.
Yeah, I agree. It's got to that point, hasn't it?
He was in everything. And he was like this going... Right, these corn flakes, they basically flat the piece of the corn and they flat them out.
Yeah.
And then they steam them for 20 minutes.
Right.
Right, and rotate this barrel with them all in. And that cooks them all good and proper.
Cooks them all good, yeah. Why is it you don't do that program?
I should, shouldn't
this
I?
This cooks them all good.
Right.
Steam and that, innit?
And then it comes down this conveyor belt and he goes, oh, gets his hands in. Right, and goes, oh, it's warm but wet. It's like, yeah, it's just
steam.
Been a steamer.
That's basically what steam is, yeah.
The only thing that was good about it, really, was the bit where the cornflakes were coming down this conveyor belt. The guy who was very, very excitable, the steward, the shop floor guy who was like, you know, making sure everything was working, he just got his walkie-talkie and went, Steve, are you there? Can we have some crunchy nut cornflakes?
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah.
I saw this, yeah. I saw this bit, yeah.
And half the conveyor belt suddenly dropped.
Yeah, it was great.
That was the best bit.
Oh, no, it's happened there. Where have those flakes gone? I thought to myself, they've gone to the crunchy nuts. Oh, exciting. I mean, if you were born a cornflake, you'd want to be dropped down to crunchy nut level, wouldn't you? I'd want to go Honey Loop if I could, Ben.
The remarkable thing about the show, Mav, was how little Kellogg's actually make in the factory because, Mav... it transpires that the cornflakes can be made into Frosties, cornflakes, or crunchy nut cornflakes.
What?
And Rice Krispies, Marv.
Yeah.
Ricicles.
Yeah.
Which no one likes. And Cocoa Pops.
Yeah. Or Rice Krispie cakes. You can make them into that as well, Ben.
Not in that factory, you can't.
Excuse me?
It's just cereal.
The thing that I liked about that as I was watching it was they talked about eggs as well.
What about eggs?
Well, they were kind of looking at the eggs process from a, you know, from a healthy chicken farm where they let them roam and happy chickens make happy eggs, Ben. I'd still dispute that personally, but I'm pretty sure that any kind of chickens make eggs, but I do appreciate the fact that letting chickens live healthily is appropriate just on a moral basis, Ben. So
where are you going with this? We're talking about cornflakes.
Yeah,
can I just...
The eggs, there was the whole process to the eggs, there was an ultraviolet section to the conveyor belt, Ben, where they looked and see if they could see any dirt or imperfections on the eggs. And there was.
So why do I always get chicken poo on my eggs with feathers sticking out of it?
They leave it there. It's just for people to look at and go, ooh, look at that. There was another really, my favourite bit in the eggs process was when they were all on the conveyor belt together in their little, you know, hovels each. And there was a bit where a little robot just tapped all of them. Just tapped them very gently. Very gentle tapping to see if any of them broke under a little bit of pressure. And those ones are excused out of the process, and all the eggs are thrown into a big yellow bucket. And he said, well, what happens to this waste? What happens to this waste? Said Greg Wallace with a cigar in his face. And they explained that all goes into cakes. They bake the cakes.
Oh, good.
Using eggs. I agree it is good, Ben, but there's something about putting eggs in a bucket. And the bucket could be brand new, it could be completely clean, it could have been washed a series of times, but I am not going to eat anything that started its life in a bucket. It's just one of my rules.
Why, Mav, when literally the majority of the society we live in go to KFC and decide to eat out of a bucket?
I've never understood it, Ben. I'm not a fan of KFC, as you know. I've had it once in my life, like Stevie Wonder.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's terrible. And people say, oh, it's because you didn't have it, the gravy with it. If I have to cover something in gravy to recognise that it tastes good, I'll just have the gravy.
So the most worrying thing, though, about this programme Inside the Thatcher was the idea that actually, Marv, even though you've got this big, massive Kellogg's Thatcher, it's only got 2 days' worth of supplies. Oof. So if anything ever happens to corn, no cornflakes after 2 days.
What?
Yeah, that's it. We're done. We're through.
That's quick, isn't it?
That quick? Because I was expecting, you know, when you watch Survivor and all this, that, you know, well, I'll be fine. I'll just nip to Alde. It'll be right. No one's going to get the food from there if there's no society anymore. But it transpires, Marv. It's not going to last very long.
2 days worth of Frosties?
Yeah.
That's all I've got when the world comes to an end.
This past.
How long do they last for when you put them in the cupboard?
Oh, like years.
Year, right?
Yeah, years. I've got it all mapped out in my brain. I'm going to buy loads of fridge freezers. I'm going to take a load of fridge freezers.
You've got to make your way to Switzerland to pick up your gold bar. That's what you've got to do first.
That's true. I've got a certificate that says you own a gold bar. So
you can spend that in the same way, I imagine.
Exactly.
Check that into Argos and they'll say, no problem, sir. Let me give you a change.
This past week, Inside the Thatcher focused on crisps, Marv. And Greg was having the time of his life with his fellow potatoes. Next week, beans. And I'm not making that up.
That's such a great ending to any program, isn't it? Coming up next week, beans.
And that is the end of this week's media review.
Lovely stuff.
Thank you for sharing and for joining.
No, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I've been watching the new series of Archer has just come out on Netflix, which has been spectacular. I've watched now all 3 seasons of BoJack Horseman, which has also been hilarious. It's such a shame that you're not on Netflix and that you've got kids, because you would absolutely love this stuff, but it requires quite a commitment to get into it. I think that's pretty much it. I've just watched Robot Wars on Sunday and then spent the rest of the week thinking about Robot Wars. Like, I saw you last Sunday afternoon for a cheeky drink while you got rid of the kids and took the wife out for a night on the town. We went somewhere called the Red Door on Deansgate. We walked in, we looked, we walked out.
Don't tell people what we do in our private lives, Mav.
What we do is we like to walk in places, look around for a minute, yep, and then walk out Because it leaves the barman
you
going...
You didn't do beer on tap. If you don't do beer on tap, what's the point in
not,
having a bar?
Not only that, not only no beer on tap, but no simple way to identify what's in the ruddy fridges because they've got those silver fridges.
Yeah.
I'm a guy that likes to go into a bar, look at the you know selection that's there behind the glass doors and go, what do I want? What do I want? And yes, Ben, I could probably use a menu. I probably could. But I like the process of looking in a fridge. It reminds me of, like, you know, being in America and going up to those, you know, the tall fridges where you get your beers out. That's what it feels like to me.
It's now time for Marv's political thought of the week.
I've been watching a lot of comedy recently, and I've seen a couple of Fringe previews, and one is by a woman called Kiri Pritchard-McLean. It's great. It's about being a feminist, basically, and it's about kind of women represented in the industry and all that kind of stuff. It made me think a lot about it, and I've often wondered if I'm a feminist, and I've not really done a great deal of research on it, but I haven't listened to her speak about it. I think I am a feminist, oddly enough, right? Because feminism is all about wanting equal rights for women, and I totally agree with that. And then, so I've been kind of getting more on board with this, and some friends of mine have been kind of opening the curtain, if you will, Ben, to sexism that I've never seen before.
Yes.
Like, they were showing me the stuff that was circulated this week, last week, about Hillary Clinton when she got made the first Republican nominee.
Democrat, Mav.
Whatever it is. I don't know American politics. But she became the first woman XXXXX, right? She, on the majority of the papers in America the following day, was a photo of her husband, Bill, giving it the victory fingers. And they were saying that was obviously because he'd done a very powerful speech that night and it was one of the big moments of the evening. But still, Hillary probably should have had her face on some of the papers. And they managed to show examples of papers where people had done that and it looked like a perfectly normal newspaper. It just had a woman on the front of it. Good God. But then, at the same week, Ben, are we going to have Donald Trump in? Is that going
to
happen?
No, it's becoming less likely now. The closer we get to all this, the more likely it is that it's not going to happen. But then again, we said that about Brexit.
It's... Yeah, I mean, this is my concern about it now. My old reliance on the world is a relatively sane place and the majority are good is kind of falling apart these days. Ben, I don't know what to think of anything.
That is Marv's political thought of the week. It is now time for a special kind of quiz.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to get your pens and paper ready because it's time for the Olympics 2016 Rio quiz.
Yay!
Get your pens and paper ready, people, please. Ben, you going to tell people to get their pens and paper ready?
Get your pens and paper ready, people, because we're having a quiz!
There we go. Thank you. 8 questions, mostly about Team GB, Ben, but some just about the Olympics. Good luck with this list. Question 1, an easy one to get you going. Who will be the flag bearer for the Olympics 2016 Team GB squad? Flag bearer. Question 2. Who left the Tour de France earlier this year despite winning 4 stages as he wanted to focus on preparation for the Omnium? The best Olympics event, Omnium. Sounds like a cube stage. What's up next, Phil?
It's the Omnium.
Question 3. Name any member, Ben, any member of the GB canoe sprint team for Rio. Anyone you like. Question 4. Name the events involved in the modern pentathlon.
Any event.
Name the all of the events involved in the modern pentathlon. Question 5. Which Olympic sport am I describing here, Ben? Each player serves 2 points in a row and then switch server. However, if a score of 10-10 is reached in any game, then each server serves only 1 point and then the server is switched. After each game, the players switch sides of it. In the final game, i.e. the 5th game, the players switch side again after each player reaches 5 points. Switch. Question 6. Name the other 3 teams in the Rugby Sevens Women's Group at Rio 2016.
Name the what?
The other 3 teams in the Women GB's group. For Rugby Sevens, that is, Ben, just to be clear. Question 7. Which Team GB 400-metre runner shares his name with a Manchester United player? Surname, that is surname. And question 8, finally, Ben. Bit of a thinker for you. According to Sky Bet, Ben, which 5 countries are most likely to win golds at Rio 2016? That's the most golds at Rio 2016. Name the 5 countries. And Ben's going to work away on that while I just... We're not going to play a song because no. we don't have long enough, so I'm just going to play for a bit.
I've got to name five countries who are going to win
the most golds at Olympic at the Rio 2016. You listen to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. For FC United Manchester. You can send us your answers to benandmarv@fcumradio.co.uk, or you can simply slag us off on Twitter. Just troll the hell out of us at FCUM Radio. That's right, folks. Yeah, we're going to quiz. Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right, fine. Can I just move straight into the... You've done it all. You had any questions repeated?
No.
None of them?
No.
None of the questions repeated?
No.
How'd you feel you've done?
Terribly.
Okay, that's interesting. Quiz, well, welcome quiz, back from that song, quiz, ladies and gentlemen. Quiz, this is the quiz, second half quiz, of the quiz. Question one, Ben. I asked you, who will be the flag bearer for the Olympics 2016 Team GB squad?
Chris Akabusi.
It's not Chris Akabusi, Ben. No. Do you not know this?
Is it what's her name? Ennis.
Well, no. Wiggins turned it down, saying he feels it should be one of the women cyclists. And now Andy Murray is doing it instead.
Oh, okay.
So Andy Murray.
Murrah.
Andy Murrah. He's going to be the flag bearer. Who left the Tour de France earlier this year despite winning four stages?
Wiggins?
It's not Wiggins. No, it's Cavendish.
Oh.
Mark Cavendish. Question three. Name any member of the Team GB canoe sprint squad, Ben.
Flange.
What's their first name?
Mister.
Right. Mr. Flange, you're going to say. No. Unless it's the nickname of, you know, one of... John Schofield, Liam Heath, Jessica Walker, Angela Hanna, Louise Gerke, Lana Belcher, or Rebecca Simon. Is it one of their nicknames?
Yes.
Well, you don't get any points then, do you? Question four. Name the events involved in the modern pentathlon, Ben.
Swimming.
Correct.
Running.
Correct.
Fencing.
Correct.
There's a horse riding.
Horse riding, correct, yeah.
Cycling.
Shooting is the final answer.
Shooting. Oh, it's the posh thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's a shame. Unlucky. Question five. What Olympic sport am I describing? Each player serves 2 points in a row and then switches server. However, score is 10-all, it's reached in any game. Each server serves only 1 point and then the server is switched.
I had darts written down, but then I thought better of it. Badminton?
It's table tennis, I'm afraid, Ben. Table tennis is the correct answer. Question six. Name the three other teams in the Rugby Sevens women's group. Group C, of course.
Fiji. Yeah.
Right.
Are you going to let me have a good stab at these before you start? Don't let me just name three.
You can name as many as you like. That's fine.
Tonga.
Do you want to name three and then let me tell you whether you're right at all?
No. I want to get the three.
So you said Fiji?
Yeah.
No.
Tonga?
No.
Australia?
No.
New Zealand?
No.
Argentina?
No.
South Africa?
No.
Kenya?
No. Loving this game, by the way.
Hong Kong?
What are we naming, ladies and gentlemen? We're naming Rugby Sevens groups.
Hong Kong?
No.
France?
No.
Canada?
Yes, that's one.
USA?
No.
Uruguay?
No. It's a tough group, Ben. Let me tell you that. It's a tough group.
Who have we missed? Okay. Papua New Guinea?
No.
Cook Islands.
No.
Wait.
These much bigger countries.
A much bigger country than that.
How about the
Japan.
Host? Japan's one of them. And the host nation?
Brazil.
Brazil, correct.
Brazil have
answer.
A rugby union team. Anyway, moving on.
Question seven. Which Team GB...
Rashford.
400 metre runner shares his name with a Manchester United player.
Rashford.
Martin Rooney is the correct answer.
I had Rooney.
And question eight, according to Sky Bet, which five countries are most likely to win most golds?
USA.
Correct.
China.
Correct.
Great Britain.
Correct.
France.
Incorrect.
Germany.
Correct.
And Australia.
Australia, that's the... Yes, and no France in that list. You named them in order as well, so USA are 1-5 odds. Never really understood what that means. Does that mean I'm losing money if they win?
Yeah.
It's madness. China 4-1, GB 50-1, Germany 50-1, Australia 66-1.
Well, hello, good afternoon, and welcome FCers from across the world. This is the FCU.
You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the Shindig Community Guide.
That's right.
I'm Ben, He's Marv.
Hello.
And over the course of the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be dissecting and informing you, dear listener at home, about all the latest community events that are taking place across this wonderfully sexy conurbation of ours known as Greater Manchester over the next 7 days or so.
That's right, Ben.
You can get in touch with us with your community events, and why wouldn't you, by emailing ben@fcumradio.co.uk or, of course, through Twitter @FCUMRadio. Marv, what have we got coming up in this week's show?
Oh, Ben, we've got all kinds of things. We've got things for alcoholics, things for obsessive makers, and people that like going to Saddleworth, Ben. Also all kinds. We're covering all the genres, really.
So this is the Shindig Community Guide. We do have a special guest joining us very, very shortly, and that is the return of Bimini Boo Man. He's coming in to talk to us all about his favourite cocktail.
Now, I met a new woman a couple weeks ago, Ben, that wants to come on the show.
Yeah.
Her name's Mankey Ann.
Marv.
She wants to come on.
You can't discuss ideas we've had in a pub. You can't do
Mankey
it.
Mankey Ann! There she is. Here she comes. For some reason, she's going to be from Newcastle. It's not going to make any sense.
So this is the Shindig Community Guide. Welcome.
Where were you? Oh,
sorry. I was distracted by the phone. Hello? Oh, right, thanks.
Community Guide!
Nicely done.
Thank you. We're going to start off the show with a piece of news which Marv isn't going to...
I'm going to go to the toilet for a minute.
You're going to have to go get him. He's been waiting since the start of the show. He's, you know, I don't think you should feel guilty anymore.
No, that's all right. I'll go and do it.
Okay. So we've got a piece of news about Eccles coming up very, very shortly. And as Marv alluded to earlier, a festival taking place in the wonderful eastern part of Greater Manchester known as Saddleworth, which is technically Yorkshire. Bimini, don't touch the piano. Bimini, don't touch the piano. That's Marv's piano. Bimini, can you actually play something? Can you play anything? Go on then. No. Don't kid the listener. We all know that you can play something really good. Okay, so welcome back to the show, Bimini. Thank you for accommodating Sulfur Dean last week. I know you get on. Do you not like yourself?
He's
all right. He's a bit of a...
No, but bimbo a bit.
He's a... You went in for a picnic.
Did you? Yeah, beep.
You had a beep.
Beep.
A quiche. You had a quiche.
Beep a bean.
A Keith Lorraine.
Beep a bean there.
Yeah.
Bob a bean.
Salford Ian, yeah.
Beep boiled babe.
He had boiled eggs.
Babe.
Because he's from Salford.
Babe. Classic. Bob a bean.
No salt on it either.
Bob.
No.
Bob a bean babe.
Because he's already salt of the earth, of course.
Babe. Bean bad.
There you go. Bad. Well played. Thank you.
Bob bim bum.
Marv didn't come.
Bob.
Why? I mean, you know why I couldn't come. I've got kids now.
Oh, Bimini, so. But Bob.
He was reading the paper and he does nothing every day. Every day. I'm getting good at translating. Three shows in. Getting very good at translating.
Baby bub.
Very good.
A bimp.
You need a drink.
A bimp.
There's some cordial here.
But you
don't want cordial. You want a proper drink. Well, it's the community guide, so you can't really drink during the community guide. But we can go out drinking after if you want. You want to present the community guide.
About bim bim.
About drinking. Oh, So it's now time for the first piece of community news. And Bimini was segueing there. It's called segueing. Oh, I need music, don't I?
Bib.
Oh, you know what would be good music at this point?
Baba.
It would be... Cheers, wouldn't it?
Bear.
Cheers.
Bear.
Theme.
Bibim.
Cheers, theme. Where everybody.
Bo ba bam. Ba 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 ba.
What? It's superb.
Bam-a-bob-bob-bell.
Manchester loves cocktails festival.
Bam-a-bob-bob-bell.
Manchester loves cocktails festival. It launches this summer, bringing together 30 of the city's venues with a unique menu and a week-long program of events for cocktail lovers. Various bars across Manchester will be involved in this festival, including Oxmoor,
Bobby,
Gorilla,
Bel Babo Bebo,
El Gato Negro,
Boff, Mobo, Bobo,
Mojo,
Bob and Bababe,
Cottonopolis,
Bibababe,
The Alchemist,
and
many more. As part of this festival, there will be a series of events, tastings, and masterclasses designed specifically by industry specialists.
Bye bye, bim boob, a bob of a bob, bim.
Highlights include a War of the Roses event, like that scene in Phoenix Nights. Which will see Manchester go against Leeds. In a special cocktail competition to crown the cocktail capital of the North. Take that, Liverpool. For more information, visit the link below. www.lovecocktails.co.uk. Well, Bimini, thank you for joining us. What's your favourite cocktail? Lager and lime? Lovely.
Bam babam.
A Manhattan?
Bip.
What's in a Manhattan?
Bip. 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 Bip.
Bit of lime.
Bip. 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 Bam.
Squeeze the lime.
Bip. Bam.
Well, wait a minute. Time is short and you have to go. So have fun. Because we've only got 3 minutes left of the show and we have to get through.
Sorry,
2 minutes. You go, Marv can come back.
Because
there's only one chair. Just go.
Bye.
Thank you, Biminette. On behalf of all the listeners, thanks for joining us this week on the Community Guide. Hello.
Hi, Marv.
Hi.
How are you?
Welcome back.
We surely can't have much time left.
We've got 5 minutes.
Great,
so let's get on with this next one. And it's to do with something that's happening in Eccles, of all places, Marv.
Well, there's a maker's market landing in Eccles, transforming Church Street into a hub of creativity and haven for food lovers. On offer, the creme de la creme of northern treats alongside art, modern craft and vintage stalls. There'll be live music, performances and a street food arena.
An arena, Ben!
Making this a date you simply can't miss. Come on down and join us! This is something completely new and tasty for Eccles, a lot like the cakes. There's plenty of car parking at John Williams Street Car Park. Probably the best car park in Eccles, Ben, I'd say.
Well, there's not much of a list.
It's not a great list, is there?
Aldi!
Good car park. It's happening between 10 and 4 p.m. on Saturday 13th of August. It costs you nothing to go and wander around, but it will cost you things to buy.
It's now time to read out website link of the week.
www.facebook.com/Eccles-makers-market-675746535910376/.
That address one more time from the top.
www.facebook.com/Eccles-makers-market-675746359103-76/.
So that's the Eccles Makers Market on Church Street. That's Eccles Town Centre. Yes, it does still exist. 10 to 4 o'clock on Saturday. Church Street, Eccles.
Next. The Saddleworth Rush Cart Festival, Ben.
What's a rush cart, Mav?
Well, the ancient tradition was revived by the Saddleworth Morris men, Ben. This weekend's festival brings its focus to Dobcross, my favourite place of the week, on Saturday afternoon when the rush cart arrives in the square. You can expect a true spectacle as around 30 Morris sides take part and dance outside the pub, Ben.
Okay.
Sometimes inside as well.
Oh, cads.
Don't miss the festivities in Upper Mill on Sunday the 21st of August, which include more dancing, gurning, wrestling, and the worst singer competition, Ben.
We wouldn't win that.
No, God, no. We've got great voices like angels. Full details of the whole weekend's activities are to be found in the souvenir programme available for a donation from the bar. Khan won't be at the festival.
What?
He won't be making an appearance.
What do you mean?
Ricardo Montebello, was that his name?
Yes. That is the end of the community guide, and that is the end nearly of the Shindy Breakfast Show, but there's still enough time to swap seats and say goodbye. Go, Mav, go.
Why are these headphones so hot?
Because I've got a hot head.
What's wrong with you? It's like, oh my God, they're too hot to wear.
This is the Shindig Breakfast Show. What the hell is this song that's playing? We don't play
it's
this
Coronation
song.
Coronation Street.
That's not how we finish the show.
Scoreboard.
Let's finish in a different way. Let's find out what's on the Shindig Prize Gallery this week. In one, saddle up your carts and get to Rushworth. That's incorrect information. In two, why not get yourself down to Chorley for some football? It's football game. In three, pack up your wife and the old kit bag. It's time to go on holiday by yourself, Pete. Question four, lonely by yourself while your husband's away. Here's a four pack of Lambrini. In five, what's that? Sorry, what's that? It's an ear trumpet. And bloody special prize, a brass band, a full brass band.
So that is the end.
Why not scare your neighbours with a full brass band?
Of the Shindy Breakfast Show.
Well,
oh, sorry. Well, that is the end of the show. Coming up next.
We have got...
Red Rebel Radio.
We're echoing each other.
Red Rebel Radio.
Red Rebel Radio.
With Swamper.
With Swamper and Pace. And it's going to be...
Pace isn't there. I saw Pace last week at Cushka Malcolm, DJ.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm the new Pace. Pace is busy with his job he's got. So... He's still with us. He's just not,
he's not
with
dead.
Us with us.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, God.
Yeah. And if you're listening on Saturday, also don't forget, coming up very shortly is FC Live. FC Live! Brought to you by ConstructionGoodin.com and the Armchair Army. Chorley against FC United of Manchester. Don't forget as well, on Tuesday, AFC Telford United will be visiting Broadhurst Park. Boom! And don't forget on Friday... Stockport County are visiting Broadhurst back.
What?
The season is back, people.
It's off to a flyer, isn't it?
Played free, probably lost free, but we're having a good time.
Having a great time. Everyone's enjoying themselves up until the Christmas panic. And that's when it all starts having fun. And we're in another cycle of a season. Oh, God.
Oh, This Club Is My Club is back this week as well.
Oh, God.
Proper This Club Is My Club. So look out for Cockers and a match report from Marv. He's not done one since April. He's a bit rusty.
Not only am I rusty, but the match report's coming through will be rusty, which will make it doubly rusty.
I don't think the match report's...
FC United kicked off their league campaign this afternoon against Chorley. There may have been some goals. There was definitely some kind of result. Thanks, Cockers.
If you're listening on Monday and Tuesday, Dad Rock and Dance is coming up next. Don't forget to look out for the podcast as well.
Lovely. Sounds very exciting. Looking forward to it thoroughly, Ben. What have you got coming up this week on a personal level?
Manchester Football League Weekly is back, as is the MPL show. Nice. So it's all happening.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ben. I hope you have a delightful week. I really do.
I hope you have one too.
I won't. It'll be terrible. You listen to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United Manchester. Look after yourself, kids. All right. Seriously, do look after each other.
Show we no name. 5:30.
It's back.